You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And then, as I say these days, if you turn it on, you'll hear it. That's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. 89.3. Cool FM. Great to be with you. 6 o'clock in the morning on this Friday. It is the 20th of May. Oh, how time is flying. Bills to pay. Right, boys and girls, let's start off, after we do, with just a couple of things this morning to do with the world of entertainment for this day. Let's go back, shall we, to the year 1939. Now, the first telecast, they called it, over the telephone wires, was sent. It was sent from Madison Square Garden to the NBC TV studios at 30 Rockefeller Center in Manhattan. The event, by the way, was a bicycle race. And now you can watch it again. It's been recycled. 1967, Jimi Hendrix signed his first American record contract. That was with Reprise Records. 1968, Pete Townsend from The Who. He got married. He got married to Karen Ashley on this day.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll. Come on, come on, rock and roll.
So lonely, I'm told it's
hates everybody in the human race. They're out of place and out of space.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be certainly two wakey-wakey story songs for this morning. The Boomtown Rats were the first one, and Rock and Roll Yay Yay is what that was called. Followed on there, that's Kiss and All Right. I don't know why I chose those two. It's just that, well, I guess something...
Something got me started. You know that I will love you. Lately, since we parted, I truly know that I need you. I give it all up for 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 you. Since we parted, I truly know that I need you. Yes, I do, because I give it all up for you. 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 I give it all up for you.
Yes,
I give it all up for you.
Yes,
I give it all up for you.
Yes,
I give it all up for you.
Yes, that's it. Simply right there, and something got me started. And indeed it did. The alarm clock this morning. One of those mornings I didn't want to get up. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. It is 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I don't want you to be late this morning, so I get you off and on your way. Tell you more about this morning's programme after you've spruced yourselves up for wherever it is you're going this morning.
I'm
Oh, there we are. That is Celebration. Now, according to my record label, that does this Call in a Gang. Something about that tells me there's somebody else singing in there. I'm going to have to look. I couldn't find any quickly. I just sort of looking to see. I was said, but anyway, that was Celebration. It is the Call in a Gang song. And that has brought us to 19, coming to 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Actually, the lead vocalist on it did sound a little bit like Lulu. I also know, I think it was Kylie Minogue also made a version of the song. Anyway, that's what you got. Enjoy it. By the way, the Call and the Gang celebration that reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That was on February the 7th back in 1981. Held that position for 2 weeks before it was knocked off the top. Knocked off the top? Who did that, for heaven's sake? Dolly Parton, of course. 9 to 5 here on this morning's breakfast show.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton and 9 to 5. 22 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you this morning? It is a Friday morning, and it is a Music Friday, as we often do on a Friday. We like to, chill out and relax on a Friday morning before going off to enjoy the weekend. We've got rather a shorter program for you this morning. I'm, happy for me, in a way. We're just going through till 9 o'clock this morning. I have something to do a little bit later on this morning, and I need to wrap up a little bit early today. And you should all know me by now, which means that, you know, obviously it's something important. I don't take that kind of thing very lightly. So we'll only have the local news at 8 o'clock this morning, and I'll be out of here at 9 o'clock. We will, of course, be checking in with Ingrid a little bit later on for what is happening in the world of music on this day. And I'm sure, no doubt, we'll squeeze in the 8 o'clock hour. Won't be difficult, will it? A couple of tracks from Yasmin on Born on this day. And also, what you can be doing and where you can be doing it. We'll make sure you get all the information you need here on this morning's breakfast show. 24 minutes, nearly 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And here's something from the Foo Fighters. Sounds a little bit sort of, up to the minute. It's called Waiting on a War.
I've been waiting on a war since I was young. since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More to this than just waiting on a word? Just waiting on a word. Every day waiting for the sky to fall.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica_panama.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it's lovely to have you with us on this morning's breakfast show. If you just sort of wakey-wakey at 6.30, good morning, you got the radio on. And time is exactly 6.30, and we're going to take a look at the local news. Some of the stories in the local news we'll be looking at a little bit more detail just at 8 o'clock this morning. There won't be news at 9 o'clock today. Right, let's start with the report from the medical, the Ministry of Health, on Thursday. It does report that there were no deaths due to COVID-19 on Thursday, so there are still 8,211 accumulated deaths in the country, and this gives us a fatality percentage of 1. And the report also highlighted that there are 3,842 new infections in the last 24 hours. A total of 17,541 tests were applied in the country, which is equivalent to a positivity rate of 22%. Now, according to the Ministry of Health in Panama, there are 29,478 active cases, of which 29,239 are in isolation, and 239 people infected, and in isolation there are 239. How about that? Just rambling on here. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 29,158 in their residence, 81 in the so-called hospital hotels. Meanwhile, those hospitalized, 204 in the rooms and 35 in intensive care. With a new strategy, the Coalition Unidos por Colón, CUCO, began on Thursday, its 11th day of the general strike. CUCO began with a demonstration that started from 10th Street and Central Avenue until it reached 16th Street, where the entrance and exit of the city of Colón remains closed. In addition, the protesters were carrying posters where they were expressing their reasons for the strike and entered its 11th day, which keeps the public transport service, by the way, paralyzed on 9 routes in the province of Colón. On this occasion, the protest actions have been maintained in the city and not in the Cuatro Altos area as in the previous 10 days. Some stores in the city of Colón, they did keep their doors semi-open for their sales. And moving on from that to the plenary session of the Electoral Court, Tribunal Electoral, they agreed to the request of the National Directorate of Electoral Organization and declared the suspension of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli in his capacity as President of the Realizing Goals, the RM Party. The plenary session of this court is made up of magistrates Alfredo Junca, Heriberto Arruz, and Eduardo Valdez Escofri. The edict also bears the signature of Mirtha Varela de Duran, General Secretary of the Tribunal Electoral. It's also, by the way, worth mentioning that the suspension also applies to the rest of the directors of the RM Party. Now, it says here to notify the interested parties, they post the edict in a visible place in the General Secretariat of the Electoral Tribunal. And at 8 a.m. yesterday, they posted it, and it'll be there for a period of 24 hours, it was stated. In other words, it will be necessary to wait at least 24 hours until today, Friday, for the decision to be executed, the parties being notified. It will be at that moment when former President Martinet loses his jurisdictional privilege. The Chancellor of the Republic, Erika Moines, said that Panama has issued issues in order to move forward with an action plan with the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, to address deficiencies in money laundering. But this is where it gets good. There's a recording of this been flying around everywhere. But said that they, she says, cannot catch us as a goat, exploratory where they put us in the headlines, when really we are not the problem. These statements were made on Thursday, and this was in the framework of the Bloomberg New Economy Gateway Latin America, which is being held here in Panama. The day before, in the same forum, but in an interview with Bloomberg, Moines referred to a recent report that indicates that the G7 countries are among those with the greatest financial secrecy, and questioned why Panama is on the grey list. Interesting article. Listen to more about that later on this morning. The third judge court of criminal cases in charge of Judge Baloisa Martinez was supposed to resume on Thursday morning. The preliminary hearing of the process that is being followed for the alleged money laundering in the purchase of the group Editora Panama America S.A., EPASA, allegedly made with public funds, and it's now known, of course, as the New Business case. In this process, there are 46 accused for the alleged commission of the crime against the economic order in the form of money laundering. However, Judge Martinez had to suspend the act because four lawyers did not appear and did not present any justification. Each was reprimanded with a $100 fine. Two other attorneys did file a medical incapacity. The Third Court for Criminal Cases has established an alternate date for the hearing. It's going to be from the 4th of July to the 6th of July. And it says here, for the first time in our Republican life, the children of a former Panamanian president are guilty. This is before the U.S. justice system of crimes associated with money laundering. And like many pages of our history, this one leaves behind a not inconsiderable international trail. Criminal cases in Panama, self-exile in the United States, migratory caravan through Central America, capture in Guatemala, extradition and jail in Brooklyn. And it goes on to say, it is ironic that the foreign country in which they initially sought refuge is the one in which they have ended up being investigated, extradited, prosecuted, and as of later on today, convicted. That's it. There's our look at some of the items in the local news for you this morning. We will have that for you again at 8 o'clock this morning. There will be no repeat today at 9 o'clock. So that's it. There we go. There's the news. And yes, I guess 3 o'clock Panama time today is when the Martinelli-Linares brothers will find out exactly what the punishment is going to be, won't they? We're coming up to 22 and a half minutes. You don't miss the boat that day. Before 7. Shack, but that was all he missed. He ain't coming back. Next to a song bar and a gin joint car, he made a stop. Just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop. Thank you.
Jerry D.
No mistaking that voice, is there? Jimmy Somerville of Bromsky Beat there. It's called Why. And before that we had Boss Skaggs. Let me do Shuffle. For 60 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is Nutbush City Limits. Tina Turner. There she goes, yes, Tina Turner there, Nutbush City Limits, breakfast show time. We are 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Just taking a little rummage around, I was looking at some of the things in the international news with regards to tech. Apple, says here, Apple executives are previewed. It's up. Upcoming mixed reality headset. Sort of mentioned this yesterday, wasn't it? After we were talking tech with Dr. Computer yesterday, and I was saying, you know, all this thing now is that, you know, the metaverse is where we're going to be immersing ourselves in virtual worlds. I'm saying, you know, hey, this one's better. We need to sort this one out first, right? Before we go disappearing into other virtual worlds. Because the thing is, if our world gets much worse, we might not want to come back. But anyway, Apple executives previewed its upcoming mixed reality headset. Now, according to people familiar with the matter who spoke to Bloomberg, Apple's development of the headset has reached an advanced stage. The headset, which combines elements of virtual and augmented reality, is reportedly Apple's next big bet. Do you know, this is the absolute truth. Yes, believe it or not, I have never tried one of these virtual reality headsets. I've never tried one. Which is a little bit surprising for me, because I love all these sort of gadgets and techie things, but that I've never tried, really.
Baby, set me free from this misery. I can't take it no more. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for. Here I am, so alone, and there's nothing in this world I can do until you're back here, baby. Miss you, want you, need you so.
Is what they're called, and back here from 2001. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa, and of course on social media.
Is anybody out there?
Come on, here.
Don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
y caerá en la mía. Y lo no lo sé. Hambenami, Zulani Shilana, Jerusalem, y caerá en la mía. No lo sé. Hambenami, Zulani Shilana, Dawoyami, Alikolana. So a mi aukolana y lo no lo sé su hambena mi daoya mi aikolana so a mi aukolana y lo no lo sé su hambena mi y lo no lo sé.
Featuring Nomasebo Zekori on there as well. Remember when that first came out? Loved it. Still do. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming up for a minute before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Absolutely. And very good morning to you if you just joined us. Welcome to Friday, TGIF, boys and girls. It is the 20th of May. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Friday morning. Russian forces have bombarded areas of Ukraine's eastern Donbass from land and air, killing at least 13 civilians, Ukraine's military said on Friday. And President Vladimir Zelensky said that the assaults had turned the region into hell. As the war neared the three-month mark, the Russians were intensifying their efforts to subdue the Donbass region, the Ukrainian general staff have said. The White House is working to put advanced anti-ship missiles in the hands of Ukrainian fighters to help defeat Russia's naval blockade. Officials said amid concerns that more powerful weapons that could sink Russian warships would intensify the conflict. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister has warned of a food shortage as the island nation battles a devastating economic crisis and vowed that the government will buy enough fertilizer for the next planting season to boost productivity. A decision in April last year by President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to ban all chemical fertilizers drastically cut yields, and although the government has reversed the ban, no substantial imports have yet taken place. President Joe Biden arrived in South Korea on Friday, the first stop on his first trip to Asia as president, where his attempts to counter China's influence and build economic ties are likely to be overshadowed by North Korean threats. Biden landed at the U.S. air base of Osan in south of Seoul. He was due to meet with President Yoon Suk-yeol, a relative newcomer to politics, for the first time in person. The two will tour a Samsung electronics plant together on Friday ahead of a full day of events on Saturday. After teaching for 3 years at an international school in Shanghai, Michael is preparing to break his contract and leave, worn down by stringent measures against the coronavirus. Following 2 years of nearly shut borders, onerous health checks and quarantine norms, a decision at the beginning of April to lock down China's commercial center proved the last straw for the 35-year-old. It has reached a point where the economic benefits of working here don't make up for the lack of freedom to come and go, the science teacher said, declining to give his full name for reasons of privacy. At least 4 people were stabbed and injured on Friday in random attacks in a village in southeastern Norway, said police. One of the victims was in critical condition. The suspect was later apprehended, said the officials. I can confirm we have the offender under control, a police spokesperson told Reuters. We do not believe there were any more offenders. Jordan's King Abdullah said on Thursday he was restricting the movements of his estranged half-brother, Prince Hamza, and curtailing his contacts with the outside world to ensure he does not act against his country's interests. Hamza, a former heir to Jordan's throne, who was placed under house arrest last year, was accused in April of 2021 of trying to destabilize the monarchy in a foreign-inspired plot, but was spared punishment after pledging allegiance to the king. And Turkey has told allies that it will reject Sweden and Finland's membership to NATO. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said in a video posted on his Twitter account on Thursday. Finland and Sweden formally applied on Wednesday to join US-led NATO, a decision spurred by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey's objections have come as a surprise to the other members of the alliance. We will continue our policy in a determined way. We have told allies that we will say no to Finland and Sweden's NATO membership, Erdogan said in an interview with students late on Wednesday. The Turkish president said that Sweden and Finland harbour and finance terrorists and supply them with weapons, repeating Ankara's accusation that the countries support groups that it deems terrorists, namely the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, militant group, and Syrian Kurdish YPG, which it also views as a terrorist group closely tied to the PKK. And that's it. That's it. That's some of the international news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Time, exactly 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Make you mine. don't want you to throw in. Just have a good time living in ecstasy. Well, when you lay down next to me, ooh, ecstasy.
Thinking who that is that the Walrus of Love, Mr. Barry White. It's ecstasy when I lay down next to you. And the time on the Breakfast Show, we're at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Don't forget the bottom of the hour, take a look at some international business news for you this morning. Between now and then, we'll take a look at the weather, which again is, very cloudy. Yep, it is. It's very cloudy out there. Been raining. I think I should perhaps move back to London. The weather's starting to look more attractive over there. Called The Weekend. It's funny, you know, when some people sing, isn't it? They can make the English language sound like a foreign language, can't they? Just try and listen to the words of that. The Weekend is the Funk Wave remix. It's by Saza, and Calvin Harris. S-Z-A. How would you pronounce that? Saza? Caesar? right, breakfast show time. We are 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to take one more piece of music, I think, taking us for the next few minutes. Then what we're going to do, look at the weather. Cloudy morning this morning. Ed Sheeran. And it's called Runaway. Don't forget, we've got our Il Divo giveaway on Monday. Tell you more about that.
I've known it for a long time. Daddy wakes up to a drink at night. Disappearing all night. I don't wanna know where he's been like. I know what I wanna do. Wanna run away with you. Gonna grab clothes, socks in the morning. Seen my dad cry, cold as stone in the kitchen light. I tell you it's about time, but I was raised to keep quiet. And this is what I'm gonna do, gonna run away, gonna make that move. Gonna grab clothes, and when it's morning, go.
I packed my clothes up. My dad was a man without plans, but that intends to show love. I don't want to live this way. Gonna take my things and go. But if things change in a matter of days, I could be persuaded to hold up. And mama was the same. None of us are saints. I guess that God knows that. I don't want to run away. And one of these days, I might just show.
That's Mr. Ed Sheeran there, and Runaway. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Let's see what the weather's doing for today. This Friday, we're going to start over on the Caribbean side with Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 30 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature today. 10 degrees down from that, 20 is going to be the minimum temperature. 36, the thermal sensation, and 85% the relative humidity. Cloudy over there this morning, pretty much the same as here, I guess. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. The thermal sensation is going to be there at 37 degrees Celsius with relative humidity at 85%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight, so pretty much the same as Colón. Is that going to be spread it right across the country? Let's take a look at the metro area at any rate, where we are based right now. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum, with 22 being the minimum. 37, the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. Let's see, cloudy during the course of this morning. Yes, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And yes, a few showers tonight. So that's it, the only other sea. Any difference? Let's go out to the Perlis Islands. Let's take a little trip, shall we? And let's see what is happening out there. any respite? 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum in the Perilous Islands, around there in the Gulf of Panama. 38 degrees, it's going to feel that little bit hotter. 38 degrees is the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is higher at 90%. Now, they're going to have a few showers, this morning, they're going to have a few showers. This afternoon, stormy rains, and tonight, a few showers. So, there we go. There's your forecast for today. Moving over and then taking a look at some of the maritime conditions for today. Let's start off with the tides, as we do. We're going to start with the Pacific. We got low tide. That was at 12:37 this morning. That was -0.21 of a meter. High tide, it was at 6:57 this morning, just before 7 o'clock, and that was 4.94 meters. The low tide, that'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.3 of a metre. The last high tide, 7:13 tonight, 4.91 metres. Now, Caribbean, let's take a look and see what's happening on the Caribbean side, shall we, with regards to the tides. The high tide, the first one was this morning at 3:37. That was 0.4 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be at 11:36 this morning, -0.18 of a metre. High tide again, 6:21. In the afternoon, this evening really, isn't it? 6:21 this evening, 0.09 of a metre, 0.09. It's about 3 inches in real money. Low tide, 9:31 tonight, that's the last one, and that's going to be 0.06 of a metre, all right? And that's just 2 inches. Now, let's take a look, shall we, and see what the actual maritime, the sea conditions are going to be if you're thinking about going out on the water today. Let's start off on the Caribbean. We're looking for this morning, no advisory. They say conditions will be good. Winds are light at just 5 to 15 kilometres per hour. All right, and the winds will be coming from the east-southeast. Waves, that's just at 1 foot. So that's for this morning. Let's take a look, see if there's any change in the afternoon. Yeah, we do. We have a small craft advisory for you in the afternoon. Again, not really sure why, because the wind isn't changing. It's sort of 5 to 15 kilometres an hour from the south-southwest. It's still very light with waves at 3 feet. But that's what they say. If they say there is a small craft warning, there is a small craft warning. Take notice thereof. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific for this morning. There is a small craft advisory for this morning. Winds are going to be 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest, with waves of 3 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory, it is still in position. Winds are picking up 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, coming from the south in the afternoon, coming from a southerly direction. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. So there you go. There's your weather. Whether or not you're going to go out anywhere today, I guess.
Lately, I've been facing a foe, holding on to something that means nothing but war. I've been cutting connections, causing the walls to build up around me.
For a better life.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go, I have a dream, and that is, obviously, it is ABBA. Did you dream last night? I had actually quite a much better sleep last night for some reason, much deeper sleep. In fact, the alarm was screaming at me this morning to get out of bed. I did. The time on The Breakfast Show, let's just take a look. Yeah, we're just after 7:30, the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to take a look at the international news. Well, business news, just after this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
There we go, and a very good morning to you. Just joined us, just sort of had your alarm clock screaming at you. You got out of bed. Welcome to my world. Let's take a look at some of the business headlines. The trillions wiped off global markets in recent weeks has triggered a contrarian buy signal from Bank of America's closely followed bull and bear sentiment indicator, while emerging markets are seeing their toughest time since the peak of the COVID crash. Fears that inflation and fast rising rates will send major economies into a recession have sent global markets into a downward spiral, with global equities losing close to 18% since the beginning of the year. It's the worst start to a year on recent record. Bank of America's analysts said their bull and bear indicator had now moved into unambiguous contrarian buy territory. Like that. Given the huge redemptions in developed market stocks, riskier high-yield debt and emerging market bonds. The week saw the largest outflows from emerging markets debt since March of 2020 and the biggest withdrawals from high-yield bonds in 14 weeks at $6.1 billion and $4.3 billion respectively, Bank of America noted, citing EPFR data. Shares rebounded on Friday. This was after China cut a key lending benchmark to support its economy. Though a global equities gauge remained set for its longest weekly losing streak on record amid investor worries about slowing growth and high inflation, China cut its five-year loan prime rate, which influences the pricing of mortgages, by 15 basis points on Friday morning, a sharper reduction than expected as authorities seek to cushion the impact of an economic slowdown. It left the one-year LPR unchanged. At 8:33 GMT, the Pan-European Stocks 600 was up 1.2% and set for its first daily gain in three. The MSCI's World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, rose 0.5%, but for the week was still shedding 1%, and on track for its seventh consecutive weekly decline, its longest losing streak since its inception in 2001. It would also be the longest, including back-tested data extending to January of 1988. Investors are obviously looking to do a bit of bargain hunting because some stocks look pretty cheap at the moment, said Nathan Sweeney, Deputy CIO of multi-asset and investment manager Marlborough. China's LPR cut shows you not all central banks are trying to create an environment where the market sells off, he added. The gains in Europe and Asia came after a late Thursday rally on Wall Street petered out, leaving the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.75%, the S&P 500 0.58% lower, and the Nasdaq Composite off by 0.26%. Oil prices, they edged lower on Friday, on course for a little change in the week as a planned European ban on Russian oil balanced out investor concerns about weakening economic growth hitting demand. Brent futures for July were down 10 cents or 0.1% to $111.94 a barrel by 9:20 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude for June fell 56 cents or 0.5% to $111.65 on its last day at the front month. U.S. Refiners imported about 1.3 million barrels per day of crude and fuel from oil Latin America in April. Oil from Latin America. The highest in 7 months, according to U.S. customs data, as buyers began replacing Russian supplies. And production of Russia's Soviet-era car brand, the Moskovich, could resume using a Chinese platform, a partnership with truck maker Kamaz, two sources have told Reuters on Thursday, with the model to be built at Renault's former Moscow factory. The sources that told Reuters that Kamaz was in talks with its partner, Chinese car maker JAC, about using its design, engineering and production platform to produce the brand that Kamaz and Moskovich, they both declined to comment. The Moskovich is set to make a surprise comeback in Russia as Moscow takes over assets belonging to Renault, after the French car maker said it was selling its majority stake in Avtovaz to a Russian science institute. So there we go. Yes. Oh, bringing back the Moskovich. You know what'll be next, don't you? The Lada. Yes. I can imagine, you know, I can see it in the future. Lada will bring out an electric car. The only thing is it has to be plugged in. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops her line, says, good day, everybody. Would you please play the Four Horsemen from Aphrodite's Child? Yes, they were. They were formed in Greece back in 1967.
Leading horses white, the second horse is red.
They are going back to the 1960s with that one, Aphrodite's Child. You've got a feel of the 1960s there, don't you? The Four Horsemen. And Aphrodite's Child, by the way, was a Greek progressive rock band. It was formed, as I mentioned earlier on, 1967. There's a couple of names you might remember here in the band. Vangelis Papathanasio was in there. And also Demis Roussos in the band. You know, a couple of names that certainly went on to do different things in the future, especially Vangelis. Right, let us take a look. I got another message in here this morning. This is from Renee. Good morning to you, Renee. Always good to hear from you. It says, good morning. I heard a follow-up on the story about the pilot that went unconscious during a flight and the passenger landed the plane. Yeah, it was quite a story, that, wasn't it? Apparently, she says, the pilot suffered an aortic tear, which caused him to lose consciousness. He was taken to hospital immediately after landing, so that's good news. And goes on to say that he was off to hospital doing well, apparently. So that's good news. Asked if we could play a piece of music for you, Renee. It's this one. Comes from Steve Miller Band, and it's Jetliner. I think the plane actually was a Cessna's, which is probably a bit of good news. Don't know if I'd want to have to put down a jetliner. They look as if they're still flying when they're touching the ground, don't they? They're so big. Anyway, there goes to Renee this morning. Good to hear from you, Renee. Have a great weekend. And by the way, boys and girls, don't forget today's program is going to be a little bit shorter. I have to go off and do other things this morning, which means I'm going to be wrapping up at 9 o'clock. This morning, so there will be the news at 8 o'clock, but not at 9 o'clock this morning. And all being well, all back to normal on Monday. I was just reading some things here about Formula One. Alonso, a lot of the drivers are complaining. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I think I'm just about done with Formula One. It's all bitchy and arguing and calling each other names. And to be perfectly honest, the Formula One stewarding and race control is terrible, and it's become very, since Liberty Media took it over, it's just becoming a commercial joke. It's all about entertainment. It's not what I expect from Formula One, so I think I might start giving it a miss from now on. After what they did at Abu Dhabi last year, unbelievable. It's become a joke. And I'll tell you what, have a rummage around YouTube for some, there's some excellent, I'm going to be inclined, I think, more to start following Formula E. It's called Exciting. And I found another one, where they have these amazing trucks, the racing around the circuit. They have jumps in the middle of the track. And that's quite good fun as well. You see, it's all about fun, and Formula One isn't so much fun anymore. Right, that's my little say at any rate. Let's say a very good morning to Jessica this morning. Good morning, sis. Good morning, and a happy Friday to all. And you ask, could we please hear X's and O's by Ellie King? There we go. Yes, that is Ellie King and X's and O's. Hope you enjoyed that one, Jessica. There we go. Let me see. Don't forget. Oh, yes. By the way, don't forget. This is important. On Monday, we're going to be giving away two tickets to see Il Divo. We are indeed, yes, two tickets to see Il Divo. How good are they? Now, I want you to do your homework over the weekend, because on Monday I'm going to ask you a question about Il Divo. Might not be that easy, because it's two tickets to go and see this. So I'm going to come up with something. I'll delve into this at the weekend. But I'm going to ask you a question on Monday to do with Il Divo. We're going to do it, we're probably going to do it before 8 o'clock on Monday, because we get a lot of people out there and they're taking their kids to school and they can all join in. Yeah, we're going to be doing a contest on Monday. I'm going to ask you a question about Il Divo. So plenty of time to do your homework. Me too. And also, don't forget, still to come up this morning. I know I'm shutting down a little bit earlier today. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Yasmin has got some What, Where and When. And also probably a couple of days of Born on This Day in Music. Couple of artists born on this day in music. I'm really going to have to get a new set of teeth, I think. So that's all to come still on this morning's breakfast show. So we might be shutting down a little bit early, but we're not going to be, you're not going to be missing out on anything, all right?
Dancing in the city, dancing.
two in a row. We started off with the Marshall talk about and hand dancing. That was it called? Marshall and hand dancing in the city. Oh, there we go. Right, that was from Morrigan Smith, and that was Don't Let It Die. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
You and me in a battle, and we're almost at the bottom, and we're wondering what comes next. We ain't getting any younger, but we still got the hunger, and it's scaring us both to death. How about we do it the way we did when we were just kids and we didn't know what we had? Slowing by fast, gotta slow down just to get up. Need to live a little more like that. Lean it on back. Watch the sun go down. Watch it come back around. Lean it on back. Take the long way home. You can't get it back when it's gone. Like a hair bouncing when you feel the beat drop. Yeah, let it get you right in the sweet spot. Bucket seat of a black Camaro in a spot out by the lake, where we turned up, we burned up, and stayed up way too late. In your granddad's old recliner, sipping for yourself another reminder of the times before. 'Cause anymore, they don't make them like that. Lean it on. Sun go down, watch it come back around. Take the long way home, you can't get it back when it's gone. Like a hair bouncing when you feel the beat drop. Yeah, let it hit you right in the sweet spot. Pushing too hard, let out too fast, and you wanna make it.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's Freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. And because I've had such a stellar day yesterday, oh, man, we had our first harvest of avocados. So guess what today's Freaky Friday fun facts are about? You got it. Versatile, filling, nutritious, and delicious. So beloved, it has its own holiday. Yep, we're talking about avocados. From its nutritional fortitude to its interesting history to the myriad of ways to eat them. Here are some facts about avocados. Number one, avocados are believed to have originated about 10,000 years ago in the tropical climates of Mexico, Guatemala, and the West Indies. At the height of the avocado's toast popularity, more than 3 million photos of avocado toast were uploaded to Instagram every day during the summer of 2017. Peak avocado season is late winter and early spring in the north. Here, right now, it's going, I'm getting my peak avocados now, baby. Mm-hmm. And don't toss the peels and pits. Instead, use them to make a natural dye. That's right. Avocado peels and pits can be boiled to create a surprising and delicate pink hue. Who knew? And move over, bananas. Avocados are higher in potassium, which is greater for the cardiovascular health. So eat them up. Avocado is actually a fruit and not a vegetable. Reuse the avocado pit to propagate them into houseplants. They won't produce fruit, trust me, I've tried, but they will make for some nice, lovely greenery in your home. The most readily available variety of avocado is Hass, also called avocado pear or alligator pear. And which country produces the most avocados? Mexico, yeah, well, right now it's my backyard. Generally, the riper an avocado, the darker its skin will be. A vibrant green skin may look appealing, but a murkier brown is a sign that the avocado is ready for eating. Need a summertime treat on a hot day? Try an avocado popsicle. California produces 95% of the United States avocado crop. Just one avocado contains 7 grams of fiber. That's 27% of the amount your body needs each day. Here's a little known fact. Miley Cyrus has an avocado tattooed on her left tricep. You thought, I'm not going to go there. Left tricep. In 2017, the Americans spend about $900,000 a month on avocado toast. 77% of the calories in an avocado come from fat. It's one of the highest fat plants on the planet. Good fat. Legend has it that a Japanese chef cooking and working in California in the 1960s once resorted to using avocado when he couldn't find any sourced tuna. Now, that is an extremely popular California roll. That's how it was born. Due to its ability to block a protein that causes inflammation, there's some evidence that avocado oil helps prevent gum disease. Mmm, yummy. More avocados are eaten in Los Angeles than any other U.S. city. Avocado extract may also be used to help relieve arthritic pain. Not only does avocados do wonders for your insides, it is also a great facial mask. Another skin perk, avocado oil may accelerate wound healing. Not sure whether an avocado is ripe? Give it a tiny squeeze. If there's a bit of give, it's time to eat it. Too much give? It's probably overripe. Another way to test for ripeness is rub the nub of the stem. And does it have any wiggle in it? If so, the avocado is ripe. To make avocados ripen faster, put them in a paper bag with some ripe bananas. The ethylene gas emitted by the bananas will make the avocados ripen faster. Instead of using plastic wrap to keep guacamole from browning in the fridge, try this. Smooth and level the dip, then add either a thin layer of lime juice or water on top. When ready to eat, you can pour off the liquid or you can mix it in. I'm thinking tequila would probably be better, but I never mind. Okay. Contrary to popular belief, storing an avocado pit in the bowl of guacamole will not prevent browning. Try telling that to the cook. If you need a neutral high heat oil, look no further. Since cold pressed avocado oil resists oxidation, it's a safe and healthy option for sautéing and frying. Besides avocados, common ingredients in guacamole include salt, lime juice, cilantro, onions, and jalapeno or serrano peppers. For more ways to a satisfying sweet tooth, consider a cuisine from countries like Indonesia and the Philippines, where the avocado flesh is often blended with sugar and milk to make a dessert or sweet drink. For an impressive presentation, make stuffed avocados. More avocados are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year, which happened to coincide with the avocado's peak growing season. In recent decades, the average American, norteamericano, de Estados Unidos, this is where all my data is coming from, the consumption of avocados has been more than quadrupled. As the ultimate millennial gimmick, one Australian cafe featured an avo latte. Avo latte. A latte served in an avocado peel. I don't know. Just not. I don't know. And my last avocado facts. You've got 2 days each year to honor the amazing avocado. National Avocado Day is July 31. And National Guacamole Day is September 16th, coinciding with Mexico's Independence Day. Take all these reasons and celebrate. I am coming into the city today, and I'm bringing a bag of avocados. Jerry, Christina, if you guys are good, I'll bring one to you and Yaz. Okay, I've got avocados. I've just started my first picking, and I still have a bunch left on the tree. So in about 4 days, the ones that I picked should be ready to eat. So you guys get ready. We're going to have us some guacamole. But I don't know, the avo latte, avocado latte. That, I don't know, that just, I've had avocado ice cream before. The cook, she's made that before, and it's really delicious. It's very creamy, and it has a phenomenal taste. I just think the best time to have avocado is next to a margarita, which I'm going to have tonight. So everything is great. Have a wonderful weekend, and back to you in the studio.
And there we go. That's it. Two in a row. Lady Willpower. That was Gary Puckett there. And following on, yes, that was I Hear You Knocking from Dave Edmonds. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is time for us to take our little wander down the corridor. Yes, it's still there at this time of the morning. Might be a bit early. And let me see. Oh, yes, here we go. There it is. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
And how are you today?
Oh, very good.
Good?
Nice weather.
It's cloudy and raining.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
I mean, I move all the way here to get away from this. You know that, don't you? But don't you see, I mean, seriously, though, don't you think the weather has changed? Because, I mean, I always remember, you know, just going back to when I came to Panama, you know, this time of the year, you would get sunshine in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it would pour with rain every time anybody went to lunch, around about midday. Yeah. And then you get some good weather again in the afternoon. But now it's changed.
Well, I don't really remember that. But my mom is the one who always breaks down when the rain starts during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And she notices that.
Yeah.
Because she writes it down every year. So, yeah, she said the same. So.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Life is strange now, yes. It's all very confusing.
Well, I'm just waiting for the snow here in Panama, you know. That would make me very happy.
You're not the only one, Mary. It would be ecstatic. She'd go out and buy a pair. She would go out and buy herself some snow skis if that happened.
Yeah.
But you know, seriously, the thing that worries me with the change of the climate is not sort of it's not really so much the rain per se, but with the changing of sort of directions of hurricanes and things like that. Because we're sheltered. We always have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always afraid that we would get a head-on hurricane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because that would be really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where we look out over the water, that would be scary.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because, you know, weather patterns are changing.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I'm even getting older.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't believe it, do you? No, of course you don't. What do we got? Is there much happening in the coming days, yes?
Well, yes, a lot of things this weekend, and I want you and everyone to remember El Puente. It's the play that it's going to be at Teatro Nacional, as we talked to Winnie Citon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be until Sunday at Teatro Nacional on Instagram, and get more information, the tickets on tickets.
Okay.
Yesterday was the first, and everybody enjoyed it. It's not a friend who went last night, and she said the end is not sad, as I thought.
Because
we were talking about, this is about depression and you know, mental health. Mm-hmm. I was worried about that, because if you're going to finish sad, that's not, you know, very good.
Well, these days, a lot of things do, don't they?
Yeah. But it's just a play to think about our lives and everybody's life, because sometimes people think that their problems is just their own problem, and it's not.
Oh, no, absolutely.
There's a lot of people with the same problem, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I keep saying, because, you know, I'm a great believer in you know, sort of giving as much time and thought to mental health.
Because
I keep saying it's something you can't see. It's not something which is obvious, but I think a lot of people now are having issues, especially with what we've gone through over the last few years with COVID.
Exactly.
So that's good. So obviously, you know, these are issues that are being looked at in this play, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yes, everybody should go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, this week was the museums week.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, still this weekend, some of the museums have events. So, you can also check on Instagram at Mac Museum. They have a big calendar of events this weekend. And I guess we're going there this weekend, tomorrow maybe.
Okay.
To one
nice.
Of their activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, Museo del Canal. Remember, they have George Scribner exhibition.
Yeah.
So it's going to be also this weekend. And this is the next weekend, and this is on at Museo del Canal. They're going to have El Museo Cobra Vida. This is a night of adventures. so people can enjoy the museum with historical figures. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they're going to have people dressing up.
Uh-huh. You can interact with them and see all the exhibitions. This is going to be from 7 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the donation is $15 per person. It's going to be on May 27. This is Friday at Museo del Canal. And you can get more information at their Instagram account.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. And let's go back to this Saturday, tomorrow, at Teatro Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
I got the information from Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo. They're going to be playing disco music with the orchestra.
Really?
That's amazing.
That's cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah. When's that?
That's tomorrow at Teatro Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different prices depending on where do you want to see. The Galleria is $12 and Platea is $25.
Oh, cool.
And you can get more information at Cámara, Orquesta Cámara del Istmo. Yeah,
okay.
That's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea.
Tomorrow, yes.
and tell me, where exactly, which one is Teatro Balboa? That's the one in Casco?
No, in Ancon.
In Ancon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the one that's on the main road there, which looks sort of like 1930s?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I've never been in there, I think.
Oh, really?
No.
Mm, it's very nice inside. Right now, outside looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like all destroyed.
Mm-hmm. But inside it's okay.
Yeah, inside it's okay.
Yeah, it looks like me then.
Yeah. So, do you want me to continue with this day in music?
Yeah, let's have one of those. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one, Born This Day in Music. But in 1946, Cher. Her real name is Charlene Sarkosian, American singer and actress, one half of the folk rock husband-wife duo Sonny and Cher, who had the 1965 UK and US number one single I Got You Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Solo hits include the 1991 UK number one single The Shoop Shoop Song. In 1998, UK number one and 1999 US number one single Believe, plus over 15 other UK top 40 singles.
Shall we do a bit of shoop shooping?
Oh, yes.
Does he love me? I wanna know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll be deceived.
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll make believe if you wanna know. If he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is. Oh, yes, or is it in his face?
Oh, no, it's got too strong.
In his morning breath.
Oh,
Because that's it, the Shoop Shoop song. It's in his kiss. Good one, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I've been eating Patagonias and nearly choked.
That's why I don't like Patagonias that early.
Oh, why not?
Because
they're still the same when it's later in the day, you know that thing?
I don't know. For me, it's different. I don't know. And I love it. I love them with ketchup.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Helps it slip down as well. And by the way, let's just remind everybody, on Monday, uh-huh, we're going to be giving away two tickets.
Oh, yeah.
To the Il Divo concert, which is coming up. What a great evening that's going to be. And we're going to ask you a question on Monday. It'll be an Il Divo-related question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try not to make it too easy, because this is two tickets to their concert. Mm-hmm. We're going to give those away on Monday. So go away over the weekend and do your studying about Il Divo. And so will I.
Yeah.
And so will Yasmin. And if Yasmin gets the answer, well, that's just too bad. And she's taking the tickets. There we go. We're going to be doing that on Monday. So please do your homework. And don't forget, this morning, we're finishing that little bit earlier. We're starting at 9 o'clock. I have to go up and do something else, mm-hmm, during the course of this morning. But back to normal on Monday, mm-hmm, when we give away those two tickets to Il Divo.
Exactly.
Of course, we don't tell anybody anymore anything else. Yasmin, mm-hmm, will enter. Yes. I'll ask you the question, you get it right, and we'll both go.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Right, what else have we got happening?
Oh, well, yesterday I went to the press conference of the French embassy. Oh,
that's right, yes.
There was Nathalie Marine.
Mm-hmm.
She's the director of an orchestra in France.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here to play with the Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional de Panamá.
Oh, wonderful.
Because they are celebrating the 81st anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's going to be playing at Teatro Nacional on May 27th at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance is free. You just need to be early, you know.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
She's amazing. She's so lovely. She's so excited about playing at Teatro Nacional,
mm-hmm,
because she saw the place and she was like, wow, this place is amazing. I should play something here. And she's, mm-hmm, so excited about that.
Oh, wonderful. And, of course, this is our national orchestra, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the official orchestra.
Yes.
Did you know that when they are playing the national anthem, do you remember what happens when they play the national anthem?
What happens?
The national band plays it. You're not allowed to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Because where they came in to see us one day, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
When they'd come in, that was one thing. When they're the ones responsible for greeting when we have, you know, guests, mm-hmm, from other countries or whatever, presidents and things like that. It's the national orchestra that...
And you cannot clap at the end, right?
No, we're, uh-huh, not supposed to. Especially, mm-hmm, not when you've got visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the President of the United States will play that. But, no, fantastic. We're, yeah, very proud of our national orchestra.
Oh, yes. And Nathalie is so kind that she's going to have different workshops during this week at Alianza Francesa.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to their Instagram account, Alianza Francesa de Panamá, and, mm-hmm, get more information of the workshops that she's going to have.
Oh, wow, that's great.
They're going to have different dates, mm-hmm, yes.
I mean, we do learn a lot, and we get all these wonderful people coming in that, mm-hmm, give, you know, various things, not just to do with music. I mean, we got George, mm-hmm, George Scribner's been giving workshops, mm-hmm, at the Panama Canal Museum. He's gone now, he's gone back.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, yeah, you mentioned earlier on, his exhibition runs right through to the end of July, so there's plenty of time to go and see it.
Exactly.
And if you want to buy one of the pictures, not already sold, you can sort of get in touch with him and let him know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also,
mm-hmm,
okay, the last one is at Alianza Francesa de Panamá.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have a big calendar of activities for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, they opened a new exhibition named La Escala del Color.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything about colors.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are French artists that are going to be here. And they are going to give tours,
mm-hmm,
during this exhibition in different dates. So everybody can understand, because, you know, it's like contemporary art or something,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So people need to hear the explanation and understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful. I already saw it. It's like inside the Alianza Francesa is like a rainbow right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's beautiful. So everybody should go to their Instagram account and get more information. Some of them are free and some mm-hmm. of them mm-hmm. you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. Yes. So let me continue with this day in music.
Okay, then.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
What happened today in music? In 1967, the Young Rascals started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. single chart with Groovin', also a number eight hit in the U.K. The group named themselves after a U.S. comedy TV show.
Yeah, do you know, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah?
No, I didn't realize that's how they named themselves, but I tell you what, I love this piece of music. This is one of the ones, because this was in 1967, but I remember playing this back in the oldie days on the radio. You know the song?
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
I think you'll recognize that. In actual fact, I'm glad I paused then, because I just realized that the version that I put up was not theirs, but I've corrected it. Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, it is, really, because it was a completely different version.
Just in time.
Just in time, yes. So thanks for keeping me talking. Other people are saying, I wish you'd shut up. Oh, by the way, talking about that, we were talking about it snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And because I said Mary Lou would love it. Uh-huh. She says, yes, it would be great to have snow here.
Yeah.
But she says, I would buy skates, not skis.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, we're taking orders, Mary Lou. You're right.
Yes.
Anyway, I digress. Young Rascals, Groovin'.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be. Down a crowded avenue, do anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. All those happy people we could meet. Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon. Really
remember that one, yes? Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on. Do you remember that one, yes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it helps if I put your microphone back on. Yeah, no, this one, I mean, some songs for me, they sort of really sort of summon up memories of summertime mm-hmm. and things like that, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else in entertainment? Or?
Nope, that's all.
I tell you what, I don't know if you saw it. I got something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can find it quickly. I may have...
about the recycling thing, I guess?
No, it wasn't that. It was to do with it was something starting off at the Mac Museum. I think they had you were going to be travelling around. I can't see it. But,
Maybe it's Mosquito Town?
That's the one.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The one. Yeah, I saw something about it. And I thought, that's mm-hmm. interesting. But they said you've got to wear comfortable things. And I thought, no, that wears me. It's probably got walking and things.
Yes, and it's like during the whole day, something like that.
Yeah,
it takes a long time. But yes, it sounds very interesting.
Okay then. Well, let me see.
I'm gonna post it anyways on.
Okay, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So do check out our Instagram account, which is
TBS_JerryD.
Oh, that's me. Oh, nice.
But it's me, really. Not you.
I know. I mean, I think everybody knows that. Certainly not me. You know, we're going on vacation in July, disappearing, going away for 3 weeks, and we're doing this river cruise down the Danube. And I've made myself a little promise that while I'm away on my Facebook, I'm going to actually try and post something every day.
Yes, please, because we need to know how are you and Christina.
But you know, because I'll probably post more in those 2 weeks than I've done in the last 10 years.
Oh yes.
I am not a great poster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the old days I used to, but they were called letters. All right, yeah, so you're off today to do, what was it?
Today, I guess, just exercise.
Oh, good, good. That's right, keep me fit.
All
right, well, have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
All right,
everybody.
Tell Ian to keep practicing with that saxophone.
Yes, I will.
All right. And I've got another one of those summary records. When I was playing that one by the Young Rascals there, I thought, oh yeah, there's a few pieces of music. Another one was, of course, from the Kinks, which I play often as well on the program. It's Sunny Afternoon from the Kinks. Good. Sunny Afternoon, yes. Not cloudy or snowy. Sunny. The Kinks there, and Sunny Afternoon. Lovely summer song. I got a message in here from Rowena and Phil up in Denver in Colorado. We're supposed to get rain and snow over the next 36 hours here in Denver. After weeks of warm, sunny weather. It says here 85 degrees, 29 Celsius yesterday. This morning is 38 degrees, 3 degrees Celsius, 4 to 8 inches of snow expected. Yikes. Why don't you ask Mary Lou to go and spend some time with you? Talking. We're going to go out this morning with a nice summer song again. Frank Sinatra. Summer Wind.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. The summer wind. The summer wind. Warm summer wind. The summer wind.
What a nice way to end this morning's program. Frank Sinatra there and Summer Wind. And that is an early finish for today. As I say, I have to go off and do something else during the course of this morning. Let me say my thank yous. I say a very big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, this morning for avocados. Yes, freaky fun facts Fridays about avocados. Also to Yasmin for This Day in Music. We did that. A couple of tracks there. That was great. Also for What, Where and When. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. Big thanks to, of course, Neil, our co-producer here on The Breakfast Show, the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running in the mornings. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you as usual, 6 o'clock on Monday. All right. So have a great weekend. Whatever it is you're doing, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing Monday morning? Talking to you, not talking about you. Okay? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.